الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد reading from the kitab on Aqaid and Beliefs. Yesterday we were discussing the following people are kafir, disbelievers. Did 25 yesterday, few more. Number 26, one who believes in the unification of all existing religions, claiming that the various religions existing today are all true and all of them lead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that the only deen accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. Number 27, one who claims that Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar and Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhum or any sahabi is a non-believer, or he vilifies or rebukes them. One will not become a disbeliever if he says that Ali radiallahu anhu is more virtuous than the other sahaba radiallahu anhum. However, to say so is an act of bidah, innovation. Number 28, one who destroys a masjid intentionally or dishonors it, or if he kills an alim to dishonor him, he loses iman. Number 29, one who perpetrates an act which is a specific sign or feature of kufr. Example, wearing a cross, standing with reverence in front of an idol or photograph of an inanimate object, saint, etc. And he regards it as reward. If he regards it as a sin, he will not become a disbeliever. Number 30, one who intends to become a disbeliever, example, he says, next month I will become a Christian. One becomes a disbeliever immediately. Number 31, one who asks someone regarding matters of the unseen and believes it. However, the Anbiya alayhi wasalam can be informed of certain matters through wahi, revelation. The awliya can be informed of matters through kashf, manifestations, and ilham, inspiration, and the general matters by means of signs. Kufr is of four types. Number one, kufr jahl. Islam and its teachings are denied because of ignorance. This was the type of kufr of Abu Jahl. Kufr juhud. Number two, deliberate kufr. Due to obstinacy, this is the type of kufr of shaitan, as well as that of many Jews and Christians. Number three, kufr shak. Kufr occasioned by doubt. The denier doubts the truthfulness of Islam. And number four, kufr ta'wil. A belief or teaching of Islam is distorted or given a meaning other than that explained by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A few examples are: A. The miracles of the Anbiya alayhi wasallam are given figurative meanings. B. Mi'raj is interpreted to be a spiritual condition. C. Jannah and Jahannam are said to be spiritual states. D. The finality of Nubuwwah is rejected by way of interpretation. E. Metaphoric meanings are attributed to the angels and jinn. F. Punishment of the grave is denied by interpretation. G. The claim that wuzu was introduced for rural Arabs and it's not necessary for clean people to be with wuzu when performing salah. That in today's time people are very clean, in inverted brackets, inverted commas, that we are clean, so we don't need wuzu nowadays. H. Different meanings are tended for salah, zakat, jihad, etc., which are not the meaning understood by the ummah for the past 1400 years. Note, a person will not become a disbeliever if he unintentionally utters words of kufr. Also another point, it is a major sin to curse someone or to address him as, O kafir. It is however permissible to make a general statement, example, may the oppressors be cursed or may the liars be cursed. However, there is no sin to refer to those individuals who have been cursed by Allah Ta'ala or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or whose disbelief they have informed us of, as then you can say, O accursed one, O kafir, example, Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, those are definite, Fir'aun, etc. Then a person can use words, but for other people, we do not have yaqeed and conviction, then a person should abstain from using such words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding. Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 24th para was recited, and as we had mentioned yesterday, that in Surah Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the theme of the subject of the surah is Ikhlas fil Ibadah. That when a person worships, should only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there should not be any riya, any show, should not be done for anybody else, not to take any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences mentioning there are two groups, some people who make lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, prepared to accept the truth, the final result will be Jahannam. On the other hand, those people who bring forward the truth, and they verify the truth, they are the muttaqeen, they are the pious people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Whatever they desire, they will get by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have mentioned that this world is a place of zarurat and necessity. It's impossible for a person to fulfill his desires in this world. Any person who tries to fulfill his desires in this world, he is aiming for something which is an impossibility. The more your desires you fulfill, the more your desires will increase. There's no limit. The only place where a person's desires can be fulfilled is in Jannah, is in the Akhirat. So a person who is that this world, you must work according to necessity. Whatever your necessities and needs are, a person must try so much. If a person is trying to fulfill every desire of his, he'll never be able to do so, because this world is too small, and a person cannot fulfill his desires in this world. So much so, Mawlana Shabbari Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that how the desire within man, if he has to have zina with every single woman on the surface of the earth, and there's only one woman in the world who he never makes zina with, then the thought will come to him that the pleasure which I am looking for must be in this last woman. I'll get my desires will be fulfilled there. So it's a never-ending thing. And the ulama say the example of it is like sea water. A person is thirsty and he drinks salty water. The more you drink that salty water, the more your thirst increases. So you carry on drinking and the more your thirst will increase. So the more you fulfill your desires, the more your desires will increase and increase. There's no limit to it. But if a person has to learn to control his desires in this world, and the Akhirat is a place where a person can fulfill every desire of his, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked that Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda, is Allah not sufficient for his servants? Why are you turning to anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِي. They make you frightened with everybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's time, so much of fear is created in the hearts of people. If you don't have an insurance policy, if you don't have this, you don't have that, then what will happen to you? If you don't have life insurance, what will happen to your family after you leave this world? If your daughter doesn't have a university degree, what happens if her husband dies after she gets married? All three different kinds of fears. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ. Who is the one who will give benefit? The only one who can remove harm is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah ta'ala wants to shower his mercy upon someone, is there anyone who can hold back the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Tell him, no, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ. Allah is sufficient for me. عَلَيْهِ يَتَوَكَّلُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. Those who have trust will place their full trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And will not do all of these fears which are created in the hearts of people, they will abstain from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that life is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and death. And every night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes out our life when we go to sleep, and then Allah returns it back to us the next day. So we've got no control of our own life also. So why don't you turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All those who are making it partners with Allah ta'ala, they cannot make sifarish in the year after. They cannot intercede on your behalf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who have got no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who don't believe in the akhirah, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ, when Allah's name is taken alone, tawheed is mentioned, the oneness of Allah is mentioned, the greatness of Allah is mentioned, then those people who do not believe in the akhirah, in the year after, their heart, it starts becoming strained, straightened, and they feel uncomfortable, they are not happy in that environment. When a person is speaking about deen, speaking about akhirah, jannah, jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ, anything besides Allah ta'ala is mentioned, they are very happy, they are enjoying themselves. Politics, news, sports, all of these things, the weather is spoken about, a person is happy, he is excited about it. But Allah is spoken about, immediately a person feels, he cringes, he feels uncomfortable. So this is the quality of a disbeliever. Unfortunately, many Muslim people also, lack of yaqeen in the year after, and a lack of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they feel uncomfortable when deen is spoken about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spoken about. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great, for those who try to build a ta'aluk with Allah ta'ala, they will make mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my doors of forgiveness are open. Ya ibadi, Allah refers to his servants, those who have exceeded the bounds, who have committed guna and sins, major sins, committed murder, committed zina, adultery, and committed shirk also. But Allah ta'ala refers to them, my servants. Look at the ya ibadi, that ya is showing a quick nisbat and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, Alladheena asrafu, who has caused harm, who has exceeded the bounds. But who has he caused harm to? Nobody else but Allah anfusim, themselves. Only caused great harm to himself. Allah said, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah will forgive your sins, every single one of your sins. Innahu huwal ghafoorur rahim. So much of emphasis. Allah is the most forgiving and the most merciful. As I mentioned, that Allah ta'ala is that being who, after forgiving, which government or police force you will get, the person now, he is given amnesty, he is forgiven, he is taken out of jail, and then he told the person, he told, okay, we'll give you 5 filling stations, we'll give you 2 hotels, we'll give you so many houses, we'll give you so many cars. But Allah is ghafoor. After forgiving a person, Allah ar-Rahim, Allah showers his mercy upon that person. Allah bestows that person with so many favors. That is only the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, why must you lose hope in the mercy of Allah ta'ala? Ask Allah, but make ina, but turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become his servant before the punishment comes to you. And follow the Quran Sharif, the most best thing which has been revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the punishment of Allah ta'ala comes. Then a person mustn't say, oh, why did I break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I was making a mock of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or a person mustn't say that if Allah guided me, I would have been a muttaqi, a pious person. Or when he sees the punishment, he mustn't say then, if only I had one more chance, then I'll be a good and pious person. Allah said, my signs came to you, my ayat came to you. You had pride in yourself. You remain amongst the kuffar and disbelievers. So now you will have to see the consequences of this year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have to make shirk and take partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even yourself, such a great person you are, but all your a'mal will be also destroyed if the Nabi of Allah has to do so. So another person definitely, and understand who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Balillah fa'abud, only Allah, worship him and be among the grateful people. Wa ma qadarullah haqqa qadri, you have not understood Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the whole earth is in the control of Allah ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. It's like in my control, in my hands. Of course, that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the whole heavens and the earth is completely in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala, why are you turning to any other partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions at the end of the surah that those who have got sincerity in the ibadah, in the worship of Allah ta'ala, and those who haven't got, the final result on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of the kuffar will be brought to the fire of Jahannam in different groups. Whatever company they were doing, one was a mushrik, he will be with his group. One was with the Christians, he will be with that group. The Jews, the robbers, the thieves, the murderers, all different groups, they will come on the day of Qiyamah. When they will come to Jahannam, then like how when a person goes to a prison, the doors are locked, and suddenly the doors are thrown open now, and he's flung inside there. And the angels will ask him, didn't the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam come to you people and warn you people? He said, yes, unfortunately it came to us. But one of the main reasons is because they had takabur and pride in them. They were not prepared to accept the truth, and that is why they will be flung in Jahannam. On the other hand, the people of taqwa who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will also be brought to Jannah in different groups. They will create honor and respect and dignity. When they will come to Jannah, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, the doors will already be opened. A mihman is coming to your house, a guest is coming to your house, you already have the doors open. People are standing outside for istiqbal, they are waiting for it. So Allah says the doors of Jannah are already opened. So when a person will go there now, and he will see the honor which is for him, how much of happiness won't he have? The angels who are standing there, they will be making dua for him. Salamun alaikum. Tibutum. You have done a very good action. Enter now into Jannah. And then they will praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these great, great bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to them. So Allah ta'ala make us amongst those people. The next surah is Surah Mu'min. And all many surahs now, about 7 surahs, is Surah Hamim. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with Hamim. And ulama say that the object of all of these surahs is Dawat ila al-Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the Quran Sharif. But in every one of them there is a different object. Why Allah is giving da'wah to the Quran Sharif in different ways. So in this surah, yeah, the da'wah to the Quran, Allah is explaining about the greatness of the Quran Sharif. And those people who deny the wahi and revelation, those people who deny the Quran Sharif, what is the final result of such people? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in this surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to saying that the Quran has come to you from Allah Aziz al-Alim, the most powerful, the one who has got the most amount of knowledge, who is prepared to forgive your sins, accept your tawbah. But on the other hand, Allah is very, very severe in punishing also. And zid tawl, Allah's ihsanat and favors are extremely great. La ilaha illahu. There is no one besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a person. And towards him, every one of you has to go back. They are only the people who are kafirs and disbelievers. They are the ones who will fight regarding the ayat and the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fala yaghruka taqallubuhum fil bilad. They are moving up and down in the cities. And they are moving for holidays. And the wealth they've got. And how they're flying from country to country. It should not put you into deception. There were many nations in the past who had come, the Qawm of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and many, many other nations, and they wanted to cause harm to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they were destroyed. On the other hand, the people of Iman have got such a great status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even the angels who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make istighfar and ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness for the people of Iman, and they are making dua for them. So what a great status Iman has got. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in great detail the importance of wahi and tawheed, and a person must travel in the world and see the results of the people of the past, how strong and powerful they were, but how eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. And then Musa alayhi salam goes to Fir'aun, and Haman and Qarun, and they were not prepared to accept. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saw the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from these people, and Allah hadn't assisted him, and they were destroyed. Then there was an incident mentioned in great detail of Rajulun Mu'min, a person of Iman, among the family members of Fir'aun. He had Iman, he hid his Iman in his heart, and now he stood up in the court of Fir'aun, and in front of this oppressor, he is trying to cover up for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and trying to defend Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in great detail how he called towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tried to explain that Musa alayhi salam must be a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He spoke about Akhirat, and Fir'aun became upset. He saw the people's minds were turning towards this Rajul Mu'min, person of Iman, who was hiding his Iman. So he told Haman to build for him one palace so he can reach the heavens and he can go and kill the Lord of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِفِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ. The evil action of Fir'aun was beautified for him. This action I'm doing is such a great thing, and all of his propaganda and that, but this eventually led to his destruction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, finally, the person of Iman, Allah protected him and saved him from all of the evil plottings and plannings. And Fir'aun and his people were completely destroyed in this world also. And النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًّا وَعَشِيًّا. The fire is presented to him now morning and evening in the qabr, in the grave. The punishment of the grave is a reality for Fir'aun and his people. Day and night, the punishment is coming to them. And on the day of Qiyamah, it will be said that, oh, now enter into the most severest and the worst of punishments. Allah protect and save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He will help and assist the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those who have got true Iman, فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, in this world also, and on the day of Qiyamah. The day, on such a day, that nobody's excuses will benefit them, and those who are oppressors in this world will be cursed, and a very evil place they will stay in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great importance of dua. رَبُّكُمْ وَدُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Creator and Sustainer says, make dua to me, I will definitely accept your dua. And those who have pride and arrogance from making dua, from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will eventually enter Jahannam with disgrace. If a person cannot humble himself in this world, he will have to humble himself in the year after. But a person who humbles himself, he is beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so beautifully Imam Razi rahmatullahi says, he says in the next ayat, Allah says that Allah is the one who has made the night for you so you can rest therein. And He has made the day so you can see and you can go out and do all your work. Allah has created great, great favors for you. When Allah gave you such great favors without you asking, so imagine if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without asking you came in this world, Allah gave you the night, Allah gave you the day, great, great favors. So when you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will never reject your duas. Whatever you are asking, Allah will either give you the same thing back what you are asking for, or Allah will give you something far better and superior to what you have asked for, even though you might not be able to understand it. Or Allah will remove some calamity in your life. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep it for you in the year after He will store it for you. But none of your duas are ever rejected. If you make dua to Allah with sincerity, Allah is prepared to give a person. And far, far greater, it comes in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ulhimat dua, a person who is inspired to make dua, lam yuhram al-ijabah, he will not be deprived of acceptance. That means when a person gets the tawfiq of making dua, it's not his own asking. Allah is inspiring a person to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means Allah doesn't want to deprive a person. So a person should make dua. As the Mawlana Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, many people make dua, but they make dua for the small things of this world. Nothing wrong with making dua for the things of this world. As I said, you're not asking Allah for the great things. And the greatest thing to ask Allah for is Allah Himself. That Allah, I want you, I want connection with you, I want a relationship with you. Even higher than Jannah is the Raza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah. Allahumma inni as'aluka ridhaka wal Jannah. Before Jannah also we want the Raza, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat used to say, ask Allah ta'ala for the highest of things. He says, from all the ranks, you cannot ask Allah ta'ala for Nubuwat. But after Nubuwat, the next stage is of Siddiqiyat, to become a Siddiq. So we ask Allah ta'ala for the highest levels of Siddiqiyat. Even and say, Allah, we are not worthy of it, without us being worthy in the least, but oh Allah, you give us the highest levels. And there is nothing far-fetched from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is Kareem. Kareem is that being who gives when a person is not worthy in the least, but Allah ta'ala bestows a person. So we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the greatest of things. And then there is no shortage in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends of the surah mentioning all the great favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even the animals which Allah ta'ala has made, a person rides upon it, and from there a person eats and utilizes. He has so many other benefits in the walakum fiha manafi'u, in the animals, which a person is taking out from the hooves, from the skin of the animals. All of these are great, great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you have to have iman now. When a person sees the punishment coming down, the end of his life, لَمْ يَكُوا يَنْفَعُهُمْ إِمَانُهُمْ. Iman won't be of benefit to a person at that time. So when you've got the opportunity, take full advantage. The last surah which was recited, Surah Hamim Sajda, This also is the Surah of Hamim, calling towards the Quran Sharif, Dawat ila al-Quran. And the main maqsad of this surah, al-Ulama have mentioned, is the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The object of the Quran Sharif is to call towards Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is only one. So a person must believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. So in this surah, Allah ta'ala mentions many, many great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Qudrat, how Allah created the earth in 2 days, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the mountains, and Allah ta'ala placed barakat and blessings on the earth, and all the food which Allah ta'ala has placed on the earth, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the heavens, and all of these great, great bounties for human beings to utilize. And when the people were not prepared to accept this Tawheed, nations like Ad, they had pride in the earth, and they said, "Man ashaddu minna quwwah?" Who is stronger than us? Look at the power we've got, the strength we've got. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't they see that Allah has created them, those who are much more stronger than them in strength. Never mind human beings, even animals, an elephant. A man says, "I'm a very strong person," he stands in front of an elephant, or he stands in front of a lion, suddenly he forgets all of his strength. Well, what power does a man really have? So how can a person have arrogance? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from all the things in the atmosphere, there is the fire, there is the wind, there is the sand, there is water. From all of them, the weakest of them is the wind. So these people, because they had arrogance and pride in their strength, so the weakest of the elements, Allah Ta'ala sent it upon them, and He completely destroyed that nation. Allah Ta'ala wanted to show His Qudrat and power. If you say, "I'm so strong, and I never even use a sand, or I never use the bigger, stronger water, I use wind which is completely weak," they were destroyed. Qawm Thamud also, they came, they were not prepared to accept, and they chose blindness over Hidayat, and they were eventually destroyed. Remember, you will come on the day of Qiyamah, and your ears, your eyes, and your skin will testify against you. Person will say to his skin, "Why are you testifying against us?" He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who allows anything to speak, everything to speak, Allah has given us ability to speak today, and we are not able to conceal anything. The ears, the eyes, the skin, they will all testify against a person, whatever evil actions a person has done in this worldly life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, on the other hand, there are certain people, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, they said, "Our Allah is our Rabb, our Creator and Sustainer." And they remain steadfast on Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ, the angels will descend upon them. Allah تَخَافُوا, do not have any fear, do not grieve, and be happy with Jannah which Allah has promised to people. Most of the ulama say that this is at the time of death. When a person is leaving the world, the angels come down. Then they will come towards a person in the qabr and grave. And on the plains of Qiyamah, these are times of great fear for a person. On these three occasions they will come. But some ulama have mentioned that even in this worldly life, when a person remains steadfast on deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, the angels come to a person and they inspire a person. That la tahafu wa la tahzunu, have no fear, do not grieve, be happy with Jannah. So because of the fear, a person becomes steadfast, he becomes strong. He is surprised also all around him, the whole environment is around him, but he is remaining steadfast. So this is because the angels are inspiring a person and they're encouraging a person. And for a person to remain steadfast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, one very simple way is giving da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ, whose speech can be better than a person who gives da'wah and calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and himself he does good actions. فَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, but he doesn't have pride and feel, "I'm a great person." He says, "I'm also a normal Muslim person." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you will give da'wah, you will get some opposition, people won't be happy with you, but you must show good akhlaq and character. The person who you got enmity with you, suddenly you will see he'll become like your very strong friend. كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ, but only a person who's got sabr, who is able to control himself, he will be granted this great, great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a very great bounty of Allah ta'ala. Shaitan will come to a person, "Why must I make sulah and join up with a person? Why must I join ties with this person? He has caused me this harm." Allah ta'ala said, "No, fasta'id billah," seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan is coming now, he wants to cause more trouble amongst people. He doesn't like the people to unite together and to have muhabbat, love in our families, etc., all of these things. So he's trying to put this in a person, but you seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person now must humble himself, show good akhlaq and character to the person who is causing harm to you also, and see how the person, his whole character will change towards a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the ending about the Quran Sharif, what a great kitab it is. لا يأتي الباطل من بين يدي ولا من خلفي, batil and falsehood can never come in front of the Quran or behind the Quran. It has come down only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Appreciate the Quran Sharif. من عمل صالحا فلنفسه, a person who does a good action, he's only benefiting himself. Whoever does wrong, he's causing harm to himself, and Allah will never cause oppression to any of his bandas and servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال إذا حدثتكم بحديث أتيناكم بتصديق ذلك في كتاب الله إن العبد إذا قال سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر وتبارك الله قبض عليهن ملك فذمهن تحت جناحه وسعد بهن لا يمر بهن على جمع من الملائكة إلا استغفروا لقائلهن حتى يحيى بهن وجه الرحمن ثم تلا عبد الله إلي عبد الكليم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه نے ایک مرتبہ فرمایا کہ جب بھی میں تمہیں کوئی حدیث بیان کروں گا تو اس کی تصدیق میں کتاب اللہ کو پیش کروں گا. پھر فرمایا کہ بے شک بندہ جب کہتا ہے سبحان اللہ والحمد للہ ولا الہ الا اللہ واللہ اکبر وتبارک اللہ تو ایک فرشتہ اس کو تھام لیتا ہے اور اپنے بازو کے نیچے رکھ کر آسمان کی طرف چرنے لگتا ہے. تو جب بھی اس کا گزر ہوتا ہے ان کلمات کے ساتھ فرشتوں کی کسی جماعت پر تو وہ ان کلمات کی کہنے والے کے لیے استغفار کرتے ہیں یہاں تک کہ یہ کلمات رحمان کے سامنے پیش کر دیے جاتے ہیں. پھر حضرت عبداللہ بن مسعود نے اس آیت کی تلاوت فرمائی الیہ یصعد الکلم الطیب والعمل الصالح یرفعہ. حضرت عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ عنہ once said whenever I narrate a hadith to you I also provide a verse of the Quran Kareem to substantiate it. When a person says Subhanallah walhamdulillah wala ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa tabarakallah, an angel grabs hold of it, places it under his wing and ascends with it to the heavens. Whichever group of angels he passes by, he seeks forgiveness for the reciter until finally the zikr is presented before Allah Ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu thereafter recited the following verse إليه يسعد الكلم الطيب pure words rise up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mr. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu once said whenever I narrate a hadith to you I also provide a verse of the Quran Kareem to substantiate it. When a person says subhanallah walhamdulillah wala ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa tabarakallah, an angel grabs hold of it, places it under his wing and ascends with it to the heavens. Whichever group of angels he passes by seek forgiveness for the reciter until finally the zikr is presented before Allah Ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu thereafter recited the following verse إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ pure words rise up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني يذكركم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جگر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي يا طه ذر درد دل جمرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبکار تیرا یہی دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اٹھا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي يا طه ذر درد دل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبکار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اٹھا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں اے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بستا دم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 نارائے مستانہ خوشمی آئے دم تا بچانا چنی می بائے دم اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو چھوڑ دے ساری مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ اللہ ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اللہ 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 كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام الله 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 الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وصحبه وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.